Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, this is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Right. Thank you, ladies, for
coming on the pod. I'm sorry that we're not in a studio.
Hey, we're still very excited for having us.
Will you introduce yourself so our listeners can get familiar with your voices?
Yes. So I am Ashley Green Corey. I'm one of the co-founders of Hummingway.
And I'm Olivia Corey. We're sister-in-laws and co-founders.
Wait, tell me, so who's married to who's?
I'm married to Olivia's brother.
Cute.
So Ashley's married to Paul. That is Olivia's brother. But we've all known each other for a very, very, Paul and I have been married for, I almost said 4 years, Jesus, 3 years. But we were like homies for like 5 years before that, together for 4 years. So Olivia and I have been in each other's life for a very long time.
What a dream to be so close with your sister-in-law.
Yeah, I know. Literally everyone was like, what are you doing? How are you going to business into business with your sister-in-law? That's crazy. And I was like, but we genuinely like each other a lot. And it's like, literally though, I can't tell you, like, even like her parents, my parents, like everyone meshes so well, and it is probably annoying. So like the dream where I'm just like, I got really, really, really lucky.
Good. You both did. I love that. Also, by the way, those are the type of people you want to go into business with.
Yeah. 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 We like set clear boundaries before we went in. Like, I think we knew there were certain things that we kind of needed to make sure that we paid special attention to if we ever kind of fell into a rut or certain feel a certain type of way. Like, we're very open and honest.
Is there a dog?
This is
Oh, little baby.
Oh my God. Hold up.
I'm so happy it's you guys and not me, because I have three dogs here and it's always a disaster.
It's chaos and it's one. At one point I had five dogs in my house and I was like fostering them and was like, this is unacceptable. We're not married until you find home. That is what fostering is. And I was like, yeah.
No, fostering means that they all live with you forever. I also brought home like a 100-pound stray pit bull when I was 9 months pregnant, like picked it up and put it in the car and brought it here. My husband was like, this is exactly what you don't do.
That's crazy.
I appreciate it. I think it's great.
Okay, so what was the genesis of Hummingway?
Hummingway.
Sorry. So,
it's okay.
That's really professional of me. I'm so sick.
But you are not alone. So Hummingway.
Good start.
So we kind of both had, you know, I think similarly, we came from a place of need, she and I, but like our stories are a bit different. For me, like 3 years ago, I decided to get off every prescription I had ever been on. And that included hormone and birth control. And when I did that, I kind of realized what I think so many people are hopefully realizing now, that like birth control doesn't regulate your hormones. It just shuts them down. It creates a band-aid system. When you come off of it, my hormones and everything went kind of haywire. And all of a sudden I realized like, oh, I have all of these underlying issues that I've been ignoring. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like, one, extremely frustrated that I didn't know this. And also that I like had no idea as a 30-something-year-old woman, how, what was going on inside my body. I didn't know the first thing about my reproductive health. And it's like super embarrassing to admit sometimes, but like that's where a lot of us are, I think. And so I eventually looked at Olivia and asked her for help because she grew up in a very different household than I did. And we grew up very Western medicine, doctor knows best. And she grew up in more of a holistic kind of self-healing type environment. And so I ended up coming to her and going like, how do we kind of fix what's going on? How do we look for the root cause of the problem? Because like, you know, I went back to my provider and I'm not saying that, you know, doctors in medicine is bad, but like if you're really trying to find the root cause of an issue, there's not a lot of options there.
No, very band-aidy.
Oh yeah. They're like, here you go, go on Accutane. I was like, what? No. Everyone knows it's horrible.
I talked about this with someone. I had the founder of this new company called The Base on yesterday, and it's at-home blood testing. And we were talking about all these very common symptoms that women have. And I thought to myself, I had hormonal acne on my chin for 10 years. And every month I would go to the dermatologist and get cortisone shot in my chin. And at no point did anybody say, this is a symptom of like a there's very a serious stuff. Underlying condition.
Yeah, no, they do. And like, I think we're now kind of in a really beautiful space where it's becoming more common knowledge. But I think a lot of us just had no basis. Like if you go back to like our sexual education, it's a horrible setup. And then I think a lot needs to change in that. But so yeah, anyways, that's kind of my journey of how and why I went out to Olivia and kind of why we started this journey kind of out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of what you were even saying, just our hormones and our periods and our cycles in general, like what we figured out is such like a vital sign. It's telling you that there's something going on in your body. So when Ashley and I kind of started talking to our friends about our own personal stories, like I got diagnosed with PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, 3 years ago. So when that happened and coming from like the functional...
Can you tell everybody what the symptoms are? Because I think there's a lot of people, like when I said I have PCOS, a lot of people didn't know what it was. So I think we can...
For sure. So premenstrual dysphoric disorder is when you experience, it's like PMS on steroids. Like you experience a lot of anxiety, irritability, dark thoughts, body dysmorphia, like even manic episodes 2 weeks before the start of your period, which we now know is the luteal phase. Actually like 5 to 8% of people have PMDD, which is like almost like 6 million people. And that's just if you're diagnosed. I remember when I started becoming really open about it on my Instagram, like 5 of my friends reached out to me and were like, I went to my doctor with this because I didn't even know what PMDD was. And they told me to start tracking my cycle. And then like within 3 months, there was like an instant correlation between like my mental health and my period. And pretty much like a lot of people were like, well, how can you tell the difference between just like PMS and PMDD? And it's like, really, if it's like getting in the way of your life. Like I broke up with my boyfriend like every month. Like, I'm moving to Montana. Like,
I have a close friend who suffers from it and she would, before it would come on, she still does because she's in the process of managing it, but she'll be like, the wave is coming. There's big wave is coming. And it's going to be really weird for a minute. And she would have to like explain to her boyfriend that she got a little funky during this one time. And it was so funny because she's like, maybe there's something off. I go, no, girl, like you're cruising. Like you don't have, and oftentimes people will say, oh, maybe you have bipolar too. And they'll just put you on an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety or some sort of prescription. And then again, you're missing the whole point.
Yeah. The difference between like bipolar or like borderline is the fact that it does relate to your cycle. You'll notice it like clockwork coming up, like right around like 2 weeks before or like 10 to 15 days before your period comes, however long you're
working. Do both of you track your cycles?
Yeah.
Game changer, right?
It's insane. So like for me, like I had all these symptoms, right? I ended up getting hormonal acne and I had to go to taking cramps. My mood swings were crazy. And what I recognized is a lot of it for me was just tracking my cycle and then gaining knowledge of, oh, you start to see patterns. And it seems like, I think for some people, it seems all a little overwhelming at first, but my advice is like, just start somewhere. And then it becomes really, really like wildly interesting how our bodies work and how each person's really different. So for me now, it's cool to be able to go like, I know in my follicular phase, like I want to hit the gym. I do really well. I can be super active and more outgoing. Like this is my plan things. I know like, and I'm generally more of a kind of, I internalize a lot of stuff anyways, but like during my luteal phase, I know there's like a certain time where I'm just like, listen, I'm going to be home by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose that time. Like I use it to like, if I need to get any serious, like hour long, you know, or 2 hour long, like work sessions where I just sit down and do nothing else. Like, it's kind of cool that I can now go like, listen, can I change what's happening? Maybe not, but I can work with it.
And yeah, you're amplifying your life. I which I think is, by the way, I didn't know about it until I had Elisa Vitti on the podcast. And I was finding out like in real time on the podcast. I mean, I started crying. It was like this really crazy eye-opening experience for me. I was like, how did I not know any of this? And you're right. It does come off overwhelming at first, but you know, her app is really great. And I just think if you can lightly know those different intensities of the workouts that are helpful and like, you know, maybe I should drink a little bit less this week or like carbs don't fit me this week. I mean, it's very easy to just kind of like start lightly, you know, making small changes and then you can kind of deep dive deeper into.
Yeah. And you just find out, and there's like small, it's so funny too, for me, like it's things just knowing like I can't do coffee. Like it just doesn't work well with me. And like, you want to talk about being in the state of anxiety, like it just amplifies everything. So like switching to matcha made a really big difference in my life. And so I think it's like about people also like finding, you know, what is specific to them. That's kind of like where, so Hummingway, like we wanted to create some products that were non-toxic that dealt with menstrual cycle symptoms, because that was something that I couldn't find out there. It's kind of just like, here's your Band-Aid. And so that was kind of what we started with. And what we ended with was going, we really need this to be two-pronged, and we want it to be something where you get non-toxic solutions, but also where you get an educational platform. Because if you look at the root cause of a lot of issues, it's the lack of education. We just don't know. And so that was really important to us, because in this journey, you know, Olivia and I did a deep dive and we're just like, holy shit, like there's just so much that we don't know. And it's kind of, again, overwhelming. There's a lot of misinformation. And so we really wanted to, you know, we brought on a team of medical advisors and a scientific lead and really wanted to go, let's gather all the information and then make it digestible for people. Cause I think, you know, that part is important too.
Of course. And then that's the overwhelming part. And then we all become these like Google doctors.
Yeah. And then like you look at one site versus the other and they say completely different things. And I'm just like, how? You know.
What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that when I get in like a head funk, I forget oftentimes that I'm not supposed to always have all the tools that I need and that it's okay to reach out. That's why BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It is so convenient. You can start communicating in under just 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. Send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. I mean, isn't that incredible? Think about it. You're not limited to just the counselors in your area. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can find particular expertise you need online. The licensed professional counselors are specialized in everything you can imagine, from depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, self-esteem, grief. Anything you share is confidential. It's incredibly convenient. It's totally professional, and it's affordable. If you don't believe me, check out the testimonials posted every day on their site. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Pia. Join over 1 million who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good. Me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
So how did you guys even, like, what was the process like of, you know, discovering, okay, like this is what we want this is like our most important information that we need. Like, what doctors did you talk? I mean, I'm so curious just from an entrepreneurial standpoint, like how you even like the foundation of building something like this.
Yeah, I think for the first product, we just like were talking with all of our friends in our community, and it was like menstrual pain was something that was constantly talked about. And it's also just ignored just in society in general. It's like, it's something that we have to like push through, and it's something that we just have to deal with, and it's just a part of life. And we were like, bullshit. Like, this can't just be something that we just have to deal with on a monthly basis. And it's also like, some period pain is like worse than a heart attack, or it feels similar. And so it's just like so underserved. So we wanted to start there, and we wanted to figure out a product that like was a bit different in the sense like we've taken so many supplements ourselves and like have not necessarily found like that one thing that we could feel like was having that instant effect. And we wanted to get people kind of not like completely off Midol, but like, I know I was even coming from a holistic household, was still taking like 8 Midol a day on the first day of my period. Like, and that's so bad for you.
Midol's so bad.
It's so bad.
Just seeing like the warning, like I was looking at the other day, and it was just like, if you take too many, you could die. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like how is this not more well known?
I know. I have it as a backup here in times that it gets really bad, but I won't take one unless I know that I am in like a safe place and can't, like, don't have to like drive alone or like do anything that's like.
It cracks you out, first of all. Yeah.
Yes. It's like weird. It's like Adderall or something. Like, it's so crazy. Yeah. So what are the ingredients? How do you come up with like putting something together that like can eliminate period pain in a non, is it like non-toxic or?
It's non-toxic. Well, a lot of this stuff has been used for thousands of years. And then, you know, we saw Big Pharma come in and you saw a lot of money being made. And then all of a sudden all these natural non-toxic solutions were pushed to the wayside. And so it's not, you know, we're not coming in and saying like we created magic. We just said, we took the time, we went through a lot of different iterations, worked with our formulator, worked with our medical advisors and just started going like, here's the research we've gathered and here are the studies that we've looked at. We think these things could work really well together, and then started just kind of testing them. And that was a really long, I mean, we've been at it almost 2 years and just come to launch. And so it was really important to us that, you know, the efficacy of it was there. And yeah, all natural though, it's, you know, they're either anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, or
so cool.
Something that's going to be a vehicle to make sure it gets through the dermis layer as effectively and quickly as possible. So you can talk about ingredients if you want. She kind of, Olivia nerded out a little bit.
And I was like, one of you got real nerdy about this, didn't you? You have to.
Well, just in our research too, like there's like this prostaglandins, which are like hormone-like compounds that start to increase right around your period. And scientists actually don't know why some people have like an excess of prostaglandins, which like causes a lot of the cramping, which is different than the contractions. I feel like it gets confused sometimes. Like, we're always going to feel those contractions. That's like what's happening in our body. But like cramps are different. Like cramps are the pain that's getting caused by the contractions. So it's a bit different. So it's that prostaglandin excess. And so we wanted to find ingredients that kind of helped reduce them. And so there's been a lot of studies, and like we can't claim anything because our main ingredient is CBD, but we definitely did a lot of research into how CBD can help reduce those prostaglandins. I'll be like, I don't know if I can even claim that, but it's out there. We just did our research. Yeah, exactly.
That's the other crazy part about this, man. Like, what you can claim and not claim whenever you're in kind of the more holistic wellness space. It's fun.
A lot of legal stuff, I'm sure you guys, but just like, it must be fascinating all that you learned in that aspect too, right?
Yes. About what you get, like everything on our packaging is like, and it's kind of frustrating because why can Midol be like, this will help your period pain, but we have to be like, this will soothe your monthly discomfort, which is fine.
True. Also, there's a much more direct way to say this, and it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, I think that might have been what it's like going through like the claims and everything. With our lawyer, I was just like, this is maybe one of the most frustrating points of this whole company, because we know what it can do and it can help so many people, but like, you're just not allowed to really go out there and say it.
You all know that my dogs are abnormally close to me and a major, major, major part of our family, and that we share a pillow. Just very weird for other people. So why are we feeding them burnt kibble? Why not feed them food that actually tastes good to them and is super healthy for them? That's why I want you to meet Sundaes, the first and only human-grade air-dried dog food, combining the nutrition and taste of all-natural human-grade foods with the ease of zero-prep, ready-to-eat formula. Sundaes is the best way to feed your best friend. Sundaes is easier for dog parents to manage than refrigerated human-grade dog food because, guess what? No fridge, no prep, or cleanup. Unlike most human-grade dog food, Sundaes is gently air-dried and ready-to-eat versus those other brands that are cooked and frozen instead. It is simple as scoop, serve, and watch your pup devour it. In a blind taste test, Sundaes outperformed leading competitors 40-0. Dog noses don't lie. No artificial binders, synthetic additives, or garbage in general. Seriously, look at the label. All of Sundaes' ingredients are easy to pronounce, except quinoa. Maybe that's still difficult for some people. And healthy for dogs to eat. Simply said, Sundaes makes it easier for me to be an awesome dog mom. We've worked out a special deal for our listeners. Receive 35% off your first order. Go to Sundaes4Dogs/best or use code BEST at checkouts. That is Sundaes4Dogs.com/best. Switch to Sundaes and feel good about what you're feeding your dog. People get very triggered by alternatives to modern medicine. It's so wild. They get very triggered. And I'm like, we've been using all this other stuff since the dawn of time. So I don't know why it's so...
It's just like all of a sudden this like unknown black hole dark territory, which is so bizarre because it's true. We've been using these things for that. Like if you look at like, if you have a great grandma, I guarantee you she's got all of these recipes in her bag.
Oh my God. My husband's mom, when I went to Italy, I had my stomach hurt one time. Obviously I was like eating everything. And she like went in the backyard and like took a leaf off a tree and boiled it and gave it to me. And I don't know what it was, but it was like instantly soothed my stomach and like made my bloating go down. And I was like, oh, you just gave me like natural Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, that's it. her mom comes over and she'll like pick through our yard and be like, here's natural, here's mint, here's the create these remedies for us. It's incredible. Yeah.
She had me at 43 years old. So power to her, like 30 years ago. And so she's always been like, she was never like, even like 30 years ago, she wasn't using Tide laundry detergent. I was only allowed to buy my makeup at like Whole Foods before it was Amazon and you could like trust all the products.
The natural makeup at Whole Foods in that time was so atrocious. I'm so sorry for you.
I know. I was never allowed to go get like the cute sparkly lip balm at like CVS.
No Wet and Wild.
I was like all about it. I'm going to get cancer and die. But like definitely had the glitter on my eyes and was like a competitive cheerleader. So I had like
glitter. Like, so much hairspray.
Horrible.
Okay. So you launched the company. How's it going? Like, what is this like? Like, this is 2 years of your work.
It's mad. I mean, listen, to hit that milestone to finally get to launch is pretty incredible. Like, I think we've all cried about it a few times because you're just, you know, it's, you have all of this stuff in your head and you've been living this for so long. And so for other people to finally get to see it is like, I imagine it's like what artists go through when they put out albums. It's like you put your heart and soul in and like sharing it with the world and hope they like it. But it's been going good. I mean, we're kind of in this like beta testing phase right now where we're, you know, a true startup and just figuring out kind of what works, what doesn't, you know, the advertising kind of marketing side of things that you must have to make a business work. And, but you know, the influx of this has helped me and this has changed.
It's incredible,
you know,
right?
Like, kind of makes like all the anxiety and stuff I think is like balanced out by that. So that part's been really incredible for me.
Yeah, definitely. I also have like all my friends now are just like hit me up. They're like, I got my period today. Like I'm just like period between all of my friends. And it's like really awesome just to like be a listening ear for people because obviously like, you know, we are thought leaders in this space, but we're surrounded by like medical advisors. But I think like our biggest role is just to listen to people and like listen to their stories. Cause like we very much always say at Hummingway, like sharing your story is like the first step in reclaiming your health because like we haven't been listened to for so long. So just like having the platform, the regular, which is like our editorial platform where we're like inviting people to come like, you know, if you want to share your story about PCOS and like how you got diagnosed, because I think there is a lot of like, you know, misinformation about PCOS. Just like the name, actually, I was reading in of itself is a bit misleading. Mm-hmm. So like, I'd love to hear more about your story. Also, if you want to share it now, here you have about PCOS.
Well, yeah, because I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, actually. But I mean, I got my period when I was 10. And I'm sure that's from, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we ate like a lot of meat in this house and like a lot of milk. And I'm like, it has to be from the hormones and the animals because that's, I don't think it was normal. I mean, majorly started developing early and had a, I mean, I would get my period, I would bleed for 2 weeks. And by the way, at school where I couldn't tell anyone I had my period because I was so young and I went to like a small private school with like very judgmental parents that were already thought I was like really like it was so weird. They assumed I was like advanced because I was tall and had boobs and wore a bra. But I was like a little nerd. I was like a normal kid. And I had so much shame around what was happening with my body because I couldn't tell anybody. And I'm like bleeding through pads in a private schoolgirl uniform. Like, yeah. It was awful. And then my weight skyrocketed and my acne started and the pain was so bad that I couldn't go to school. Always like one day a month when I had my period, I was like, I can't even walk. And you know, it was, and then I got a cyst and the cyst ruptured and that was in eighth grade and they put me on birth control right away. So I was on birth control from eighth grade until I was a freshman in college and did what you did, Ashley, where I just went off everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to be on any of this anymore. But like the, you know, I was so exhausted and drained from what was happening with my body that I couldn't focus. And so I was put on Adderall and then the Adderall gave me anxiety. So I was put on Celexa and Xanax. And then the birth control. So I remember at one point just being like, I'm on so many pills, like this can't be normal. And then trying to get pregnant, which I know it's a struggle for a lot of people for a lot of reasons, but you know, I had, what was really frustrating is I went to my gynecologist right after we got married and I said, we want to start trying. And he said, okay, come back in 6 months if you're not pregnant. And I said,
cool.
Okay, well, I'm here and like my husband's here. Can you like, do you want to look at his sperm? Can you just take an ultrasound or like anything? And he's like, no, like don't worry about it. And we were so anxious to get pregnant because his mom had just died and my dad had just died. And we were kind of like, we need like another person here.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like, oh, we have all the time in the world. You know, I think when you decide to start trying to for a child, the anxiety is there anyway. You get anxious. You want to get the process over. And it took a long time. And then I had a miscarriage. And then I was told that I had to do IVF, that I was old and my numbers were bad. And I had this gut feeling, which was so incredible, not to do IVF. I said, this is all overwhelming. And you can't do IVF when you're in like a bad mental state anyway, because obviously your brain is so connected to everything that I was like, I'm so overwhelmed by this process. I need to stop doing everything I'm doing. And I'm just going to like chill for a few months and take my life back because my whole life had become about conceiving. And then that first, it was like 3 weeks later, I didn't even know I was ovulating. I made pasta for my husband and he cried and said it tasted so good that it reminded him of his mom's pasta and we made a baby. that's why she was a tomato for Halloween.
Oh, I love that. Well, they do say too, where like there's a balance, right? Where I think it is important that you're, you know, that like my husband and I are talking about kids and the future and what that looks like. And I'm like, I think I have to force myself not to be in a state of anxiety. Like,
so which I'm is like, the only thing you want to do is have anxiety around it, by the way.
Yeah. And so I'm like working where I'm like, all right, what do we do, you know, beforehand? And it's interesting because a lot of doctors do the same thing that yours did, where they're just like, figure it out and try. But I do think that they're on the flip side of that. It's important like to test your levels and your baselines and like to have mm-hmm. and to get an ultrasound and to know where your baseline body is at before you go into this journey trying to conceive. And it's just like, I was just talking to a woman a couple of days ago that's creating like an overall, like full comprehensive test that doesn't just test for your hormones. It tests like your glucose levels and like literally everything
amazing.
You can imagine as like a stepping stone in the middle of trying to conceive, not being able to, an IVF. Like, it's crazy that.
Yeah, because it can't be one or the other. And by the way, I sat in that IVF doctor's office. And there were, my husband walked in one day. It was peak COVID. So he went with me to the appointment to be supportive, but couldn't come in. There were 50 women in the waiting room.
Yeah.
All of them were so distraught, looked so broken. And I'm telling you, more than half of those women could not afford, neither could I, didn't have the cash to pay for something like that. And we're all going into debt to pay for this. Do I think IVF is bad? It's a gift to us. Thank God we have IVF. But it can't be you're broken. And so you have to get, yeah, you have to do this.
Like, let's look at everything surrounding that of maybe why your body isn't functioning in an optimal way to allow you to have a full-term pregnancy. Like, it's crazy to me. And it's the same, like, you know, we're not there yet with Hemingway, but like we started with a menstrual cycle. That's what Olivia and I know. And we think it's a space that people are finally kind of comfortable, I think, speaking at. And we really want to spearhead that. But also, like, you go into fertility, you go into menopause, like, it's just, they're kind of these dark holes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the options that women or anyone who has a period is offered is like, here's the extreme of like, you have to do IVF or you have to take these hormones. There's no middle ground.
And by the way, you guys coming up with like something to ease period pain, and especially it being like a patch, like, duh, like, I can't believe, why was Midol the answer? Like, it's so wild to me. Like, and it's incredible that you guys have created such a, I mean, this has to just be in every woman's household.
I hope so. You know, I think part of the job is the education side of things just surrounding the patch as well, because I think transdermal patches, some people are aware of what they are, some people are not. And if I guess to like give everyone kind of a quick baseline of that, it's just transdermal patches we chose because the bioavailability is so high. So you put the patch on a venous area and then it pretty, very, very quickly absorbs through the dermis layer right into your bloodstream. So you get to bypass your digestive tract. And so you don't get things that are kind of muddled down and you get the highest impact the quickest way possible.
Oh, cool.
That's why we decided to go with the transdermal patch, which is not the easiest, like as far as like picking a formulation, but the end result is very impactful. So I think, you know, we're trying to educate people on what that is and why we chose that as well. And then I think hopefully, you know, people will have this on their carry-on and their, you know,
absolutely,
their car, because it's the other cool thing about it is that it's so, again, we're all so different. Like, I know when my period is going to start. And so I put one on the night before and I bypass all kinds, like basically like takes everything down and I bypass the cramps in general. Olivia, I know you have ovulation pain.
Yeah, ovulation pain is real, everyone. I feel the egg releasing and going through my...
My other friend feels that too.
Is this the same friend with TMDD?
No.
Okay.
A lot of different symptoms happening with a lot of different people.
Because we all go through something else. But yeah, it's like it helps with that pain as well, which is really amazing. It's like, it's great. It also lasts 24 hours. Like, you can shower with it. You can sweat with it. You can work out. You can go to the... So... Yeah.
Incredible. That's amazing. Like,
some people get a lot of really, really horrible cramps at night. And we've gotten a lot of information about that where they're like, oh, I could sleep through the night. And so like, yeah, we're really excited about it.
Women wear jewelry to feel confident, stylish, unique, and powerful. Teeny Lux believes that everyone should be able to enjoy that experience without pain. I mean, how many of you wear earrings that just kill? In a recent poll by Birdie, 65% of responders said earrings have caused them pain or discomfort. That's why Teeny Lux has spent the last 3 years making earrings that actually work for people with sensitive ears and metal allergies. What makes Teeny Lux different from other hypoallergenic jewelry is that all of their earrings are made with pure medical grade titanium, one of the only metals that does not react to the human bod. They have every style you can imagine, from tiny huggies to studs, big chunky gold hoops. Plus, all the jewelry is water resistant, so wear that stuff in the shower, in the beach, at the gym, whatever. And it's lightweight and affordable. Teeny Lux just launched a virtual ear planning tool called the Ear Stacker. How cute is that? There's nothing else like this on the internet. It allows you to try out all different kinds of earring combinations and see which new earrings will look best before you buy them. The future of earrings is here. Build your perfectly curated ear with the Teeny Lux Ear Stacker. Visit teenylux.com to try out their new stacking ear tool and take 20% off with code BEST. That's www.teenylux.com. Reminder, stack irresponsibly. I cannot believe you feel pain when you ovulate.
Yeah. Well, everyone's
different. Because I'm sure a lot of people do, but don't know that's what it is.
Yeah. And then there's some pain. If it's like, again, if anything feels like it's, I don't know, we don't even like using the word normal, but there's two different types of ovulation pain. And if it's like excruciating pain, then you should go see your doctor. But if it's similar to like kind of how you can feel the contractions happening, like I can feel what my body is going through. Wow. And so it's just like this like weird, it's almost like in my butt too. Like it's like this weird twinge that I feel. So I put like two patches on the front and like one on the back because I'm very, because I've been such
you're
a
really sensitive to everything too.
I feel everyone's emotions. But I think that's the cool thing of why, like, you know, we got into this space is because like we do feel for other people and like want to hear people's stories and want to make people feel better in their bodies. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I got into this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and getting back to like the overarching theme here, which is that a lot of people who aren't so in tune with their bodies probably wouldn't associate, they would say something weird is happening and they'd take like a Tylenol or something and keep it moving, which is so.
Yeah. We really wanted to like, we have something called Whole Cycle Wellness at Hummingbird. It's really looking at the whole picture of your body and of every phase you go through throughout your menstrual cycle, not just your period. So I think to your point, like a lot of people don't even, a lot of people don't know when they're ovulating unless they're kind of getting to the point of wanting to get pregnant. But understanding what happens in your follicular phase and what you need to do for your body in that time, what happens when you ovulate, what happens in your luteal phase, and how you feel when you're menstruating, and kind of reprogramming people to go, okay, I need to take care of my whole self the entire cycle versus just when you're menstruating. Because I think, you know, it's just we're programmed to just go like,
oh, I didn't know when I was ovulating. I had no clue. I talked to a doctor once, or I think it was Alyssa, and she said, overshare, she said, do you ever get really jelly, sticky, I hate this fucking word, discharge? And I said, and I was like all uncomfortable, and I was like, yeah, what? And she was like, that's when you're ovulating. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, that's how it like catches the sperm and like brings it up. It's your body trying to make a baby. And in my head, I was like, so I just lived with this my whole life. And thought I was, it was weird and felt shame around what my body was doing when it was literally trying to produce a human.
Yeah. Which is pretty freaking cool when you say it that way, where it's like, this is produced solely to catch the sperm. And to, like,
yes,
that's cool. You know,
it's cool. She would say, if you don't see that, we need to get you on a regimen that like, and by the way, a lot of that was tracking your cycle, which I'm so grateful that like you guys are making it like more digestible for people to like understand the different phases, because it is very overwhelming, because it, she literally said, if you want to conceive, you should look out for that. And if you don't have that once a month, it means that there's probably a little something off and it's time to, you probably could be working out too much, or you're fasting, or you're doing the exact opposite neat thing that your body needs during your different phases.
Yeah. And like, it's over. I love her because I just think, you know, she's brilliant.
She just had a baby.
She just had a baby. Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, we think she's one. There's like a couple people who are just like, they're holy. Yeah. So wonderful, because she was one of the first people, you know, when I read her book, was like, I didn't realize I was very much like, must get up at 5 a.m., must work out every day, must perform as well as a man, must do it. You know, I had to have this strict regimen. Like, I have to be this overachiever. And I was really, it was to my own detriment. And I was so stressed out. And I wasn't like, even though I was like, so, like in the gym, super healthy eating wise, like I wasn't, my body wasn't looking the way I wanted it to. And now that I'm kind of, if you're just kind to yourself and you just sound simple and you listen to your body and like, when I feel like I want to go ham in the gym, I do. And when I feel like I'm tired, I don't. My body has responded in such an incredible way. And it's like light bulb, you know, I was like, oh, it's that simple, but it's just, it's not known. And so, yeah, we're really excited to be able to share this stuff on the regular and just go, it's okay that you don't know it. Don't feel overwhelmed by it, but like, here's some information and it's really fun and exciting to learn.
If you aren't familiar with Bloody Buddy Cups, let me introduce you to the best of the best for anyone with a period. By now, you guys have probably heard of menstrual cups and how amazing they are. So much cheaper, so much more convenient, so much more comfortable than pads and tampons. Maybe you've even tried one already but couldn't get the hang of it. Well, problem solved. The Bloody Buddy Cup is so easy to use with just the right amount of structure to help the cup open easily every time. They're such a great option for beginners, experts, and anyone who wants a comfy, leak-free period. Bloody Buddy Cups are amazing because they hold as much as 3 to 5 tampons. And they're made out of the highest grade medical grade silicone. So they're absolutely safe to leave in for up to 12 hours. That means you can work a full shift without switching out your pad or a tampon. You can sleep through the night and not bleed through. As if that wasn't enough, each cup lasts 10 years. That's right. You're covered for a decade without even stepping foot in the feminine hygiene aisle. Bloody Buddy Cup is a female-owned and operated business dedicated to giving all menstruators period freedom. They're also giving my listeners 10% off with the code BEST. Follow them on Instagram at Bloody Buddy Cup for their hilarious and educational content, or visit their website at bloodybuddycup.com to learn more about what makes Bloody Buddy Cup so amazing. And of course, purchase your very own pack of Bloody Buddy Cups. Yes. Okay, where can people find you guys? Is there a website? Where do we buy the products?
Yeah, ourhummylay.com is where you can find the Cycle Soother, which is the name of the patches. It's 4 patches in 1 pack. So you can kind of figure out what works best for you. And then Our Hummingway on Instagram, where like we have lives with our medical advisors. We've got people kind of sharing their stories. We're posting like fun content.
It's beautiful, by the way. It's so nice to have, because there's certain Instagrams that will have information, but it's so funny. We're all so particular. I'll be like, oh, that's like I don't need like someone TikToking like a dance. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, and what you, the information that's available on the Instagram is super, it's beautiful and it's helpful. And I'm always like, okay. Like it's helpful.
That's what we want. Thank you. We worked tirelessly over that, but our language is super important too. Like, I feel like we're trying to, just to go back to what Ashley was saying about being more compassionate, like PMS has like such a negative connotation to it. So we're trying to use language more like, oh, I'm luteal and I'm bloated and I'm like sensitive because I'm in this phase, versus like saying, oh, I'm PMS. I'm like, I'm a bitch right now or something like that.
Really? Well, that's what it's like, but you're being bitchy.
Break down the stigma with our language and like being really thoughtful and like being inclusive. So it's really, we're really happy about it. Yeah. And everyone's being super responsive. So thanks to everyone who's watching this.
Yeah. Well, you guys should be so proud.
Like people and their partners. That's another big thing, is that we're very inclusive as a company of anyone who menstruates, but also your partner or your parents, because I think, you know, at least like my husband has a choice because we're just in this all day, every day. But, you know, he now knows when I'm in my luteal phase, and he now knows kind of how I react at certain times. And so now, instead of it being this thing that's kind of demonized, he's just like, I respect this and I know this. And he gets excited about it, which is like the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, because he's probably approaching you from a place of like empathy and grace now, rather than anger and confusion and frustration that you don't feel good. You know, it's more so, this is my body's doing this.
Yeah. And he's like, I get it and I appreciate it. And I just think that's a really strengthening thing for your relationship. If, you know, if you guys can both get into understanding what's happening in your reproductive system.
Well, thank you, ladies. This is just so exciting.
Well, thank you.
And so you should be so proud of yourselves. Wait, is there anything else? Are there more products coming? Can you say that? Can you not say that?
There are products that are in R&D right now, so we can't say exactly what they are, but we can say the next few are kind of teed up to help with symptom relief, but we'll start introducing things that you can use throughout each kind of phase of your cycle, because it's all about, if you listen to what's happening to your body before you get your period, you generally have less symptoms during your period. So we want to give you stuff you can integrate into your routine so that it kind of lessens whatever the symptom you may be having.
It's so
starting with the menstrual cycle. Menopause is coming. Fertility is coming. We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It's so fucking smart. You should be so proud of yourselves. This is so, I cannot wait to watch this company grow over the next couple of years. I mean, it's just going to be magical.
Thank you.
Of course.
It means the world, because we think so much of you. So thank you so much.
Oh God. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. And hopefully we can meet in in real life soon when I'm not. I was like, my throat hurts. Oh my God. You know that panic now that we have of we're just like, I can ruin anybody's life if I'm within 6 feet of them.
For sure. Oh yeah. Next time we'll talk about all of our mental health and what COVID has done to all of us.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that. That's going to be a lot of years of unpacking, I think.
Huh? Oh yeah. It's messed up. I think about it all the time where I'm like, oh yeah, it's okay that I feel this way because we just went through insane time.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting next couple of years.
Just like listen to your body, listen to your mind, self-care, self-help. Like I have to make myself, I'm not like a natural born meditator, but I'm like, you must do it in the morning.
You are, huh?
Yeah. I'm so much better. Hippies as parents. My parents are like in their 70s. They smoked a bunch of weed. Like yeah. I've always been meditating, doing yoga, just like could only shop from home. I feel so lucky though, you know, which is super rad, but also I didn't get to wear my Wet and Wild makeup.
That's great. You're in such a better mental state.
Yeah, we're all having to now do this stuff that you've been in your whole life.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.